Hi, it's Haven. Before we get into the final season of Apocalypse Radio, I wanted to let you know about another show I'm making called Wanderlust the Musical. If you're at all interested in a musical written and composed and voice acted by some familiar faces, the trailer will play at the end of the episode. That's all from me. Enjoy season 3.
Mason?
I'm here. Can't risk turning my flashlight on right now.
Are you sure about this?
It has to be done. We have to figure out who is sending the commands to poison you, and why the moon colony is breaking down. You're looking better now. Healthier, less zombified.
Good. I didn't want to leave you.
You won't have to. We'll have to sneak around the crew on this ship, at least until we're far enough away that it would be a waste of resources to bring us back.
We'll be fine. Hen and Tyrum got us enough rations to feed the entire crew. Not that the crew needs our help.
Good. One less thing to worry about.
I hope Hen doesn't get in trouble for losing us.
She'll be okay. A lot of people appreciate her radio show, even if she doesn't make many two-way friendships. They'll stand up for her. Plus, she has Tyrum to defend her.
And Esme and Winston.
And Aja.
Yeah, and Aja.
The ship is taking off.
We did it.
We started it. We have a lot more to go. Is this thing working?
I think so. I mean, the light's on.
I'm not hearing anything back.
That's probably for the best, actually. We don't want to alert anyone. Well...
Yeah, now's probably the best time to alert them. They're unloading. We should get out now.
I am not looking forward to their reactions.
It won't be pretty, but I don't think they'll hurt us or detain us, what with the apocalypse going on.
Here goes nothing.
What? Who are... We've got stowaways.
Oh boy. Hands up!
Hey. We don't mean any trouble. We just wanted to leave the moon colony. It's... We're friends of Dithy. Do you know her?
You're lucky I do, and I'm sorry to say this, but there's no going back. We don't have the resources to waste the trip taking you back to the moon. You're stuck here now.
That's fine. That's what we wanted.
You want to get stuck in a zombie apocalypse again?
We just wanted to get back to Earth.
You'll be lucky if you make it a day.
Hey, you're not the only ones with apocalypse experience. These two must have survived long enough to be evacuated in the first place. That's worth something.
You're the messenger. You're delivering a package, aren't you?
I was, but I'm not anymore. The moon colony didn't deliver. Anyhow, now I'm headed for my survivor camp if you want to come along.
Where is it?
Just outside Shane County. My escorts will drive us there.
Will?
I mean, he's kind of our only lead.
All right, we'll go with you.
Glad to hear it. I'm Rathan, by the way. And you are?
I'm Will, they're Mason.
Nice to meet you. Why don't you help get our spare supplies loaded onto the car, and then we'll get going.
Hey, are you recording?
It's a broadcast, actually.
Once you get to the camp, it can be Rathan's problem, but for now, turn that shit off.
Oh, yeah, no problem.
Open the gates! It's me!
Rathan, you're back. We were just talking about you.
All good things, I hope.
More or less. And who are your friends?
Ah, right. Silver, meet Will and Mason. They stowed away on my trip back from the moon colony.
Ugh, you're from the moon colony?
Yes. Is that a problem?
I guess not, but some people here might be a bit short with you. They find it real interesting that an entire county gets to be evacuated to the moon just because some rich guy said so, while the rest of us are stuck down here in the zombie apocalypse.
We were told everyone was getting evacuated to the moon.
How many colonies do you think they have up there? From what we've heard, barely enough for your county, let alone the country.
Huh. Do you know why we were evacuated?
As far as I can tell, all because Mr. Rich wanted to keep his community together. Talk about favoritism.
But we don't know the guy who founded the moon colonies, or paid for them, or whatever. We've never even heard his name.
I'll admit, that's strange. Then again, I won't even try to understand the way the top 1% think.
Speaking of top 1%, you might be it as far as the zombie apocalypse goes. An entire gated neighborhood repurposed into a survival camp? Don't you have trouble keeping the zombies out?
No? Oh, right, you're from Shane County. It's not as bad out here as it is over there. Sure, civilization is collapsing and all, but we're not seeing zombies at every turn. The fence mostly keeps them out, and we're all armed anyway. You're welcome to stay the night here.
That'd be great. But why is it worse in Shane County?
Maybe because of the Kitmuth Hospital? A lot of people went there when the virus first started up.
Who knows? All our information comes from the brief radio transmissions from the military and government, and word of mouth from other survivor camps.
That's why we're broadcasting this to the moon colonies, to make sure everyone has the most information possible. Oh, is that okay?
Sure, why not?
Whew, thanks. And we'll definitely stay the night, if that's okay.
Absolutely. Make yourself at home. Rathen, can you take them to a house for the night?
Sure. Follow me.
So all the houses in this neighborhood are safe?
Well, there are a few we haven't cleared yet.
What? You mean some of those houses could have zombies in them?
Yes, but we block the doors and windows until we're ready to bust in, guns blazing. trust me, you're safe here. And you're leaving tomorrow anyway. Let this be our problem.
If you say so.
How are you, doing with the apocalypse as a whole? This place looks pretty nice.
It is. We have a few gardens going. We have scavenging teams, so we're pretty good on food. Plenty of able-bodied fighters around, too. The only problem is that it seems like a new survivor shows up on our doorstep every day.
Why'd you take us in if you knew you were already housing too many people?
Well, what else was I supposed to do? Turn you away? No, that's not how it works around here.
That's really nice of you. Thank you. We'll try to be out of your hair tomorrow morning anyway, though.
We're on a mission.
I'm sure you are if you left the moon colony on purpose. Now then, here's where you can stay for the night. I'll see you both in the morning.
Bye. Thanks again for letting us stay. Now then, let's see if we can get this thing to go two ways.
Mason? Will?
Hen, how's it going up there?
Worse since you left. Tyrim's here too.
Hi, Will. Hi, Mason. How's it going down on Earth?
Fine. We found a survivor camp that's letting us stay the night and... No, wait. What do you mean worse since we left?
The council's been on edge, which is putting everyone else on edge. But other than that, it's really not that bad. I don't think there's anyone after you, despite your... violent getaway.
Right. Sorry about tackling you.
Truly a sight to behold.
You were in the quarantine room. You couldn't behold it.
I beheld it spiritually.
Uh-huh. Well, we just wanted to check in and make sure everything is okay up there before we turn in for the night. Tomorrow we'll start our search for... something?
We're doing just fine up here. Focus on your search.
Will do, Tyrim. Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night, everyone.
My life flashed before my eyes, and it started young.
Do you get it now, Fane? Can you do as you're told, make our family proud?
No, thank you.
Damn it, Fane.
I'm going by Fenella, starting today. I'm ready to take on the pressure and the change. As an adult elf of Ilumsera, I hereby declare. For 18 years, I ventured the world. Passed through the Romdiak Heights, crossed the Red River, braved the Crystal Bog, and I didn't regret leaving. Not for a second. It needs to fly free. It cannot be held in place. Here, do you see? To flourish, it needs space. What happened to saying no, Finn?
Wanderlust is a 3-act podcast musical featuring a fully voice-acted cast and over 30 original songs. It follows Finny, an elven wizard, as she ventures the world, redefining family with platonic relationships and learning to love herself. We're crowdfunding now at fnd.us/wanderlust.
The clouds are only temporary. Don't go chasing permanence. Despite it all, despite it all, despite it all, live, live, live.